Well, this morning we continue on talking a little bit about health. It's the Lorain County General Health District time to talk about what's new with the folks there. We have with us Health Education Program Manager Sarah Warner joining us.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you coming in this morning to talk about some things. And first thing I see here is about de-stressing both your body and your mind. We talked a little bit before in that interview about radical remissions related to cancer. And they talked about not only a certain about what you eat and maybe supplements, but there's sort of a lot of self-awareness that you need to take into consideration. Your immune system has a lot to do with, you know, if you're stressed, if you don't have sleep, you're not exercising, and the immune system is our key to fighting all sorts of illnesses and things that could go wrong with us. Yeah. But let's talk some of the things, I guess, springtime, time to get outside.
Yeah, we've been in hibernation mode for a long time, you know. Can't function at level 10, like you were saying, all the time either. So we want to make sure that we're taking some time to remember ourselves and center ourselves and get outdoors and hang out with friends, do all those things that the sunshine brings us.
Yeah, and that's a way to get going out, social, talk to people about things. And I guess it's important that kind of having a support system with no matter what you do.
Absolutely. Having a social support system gives you a sense of belonging, increased sense of self-worth, you feel secure. All of those things, that if you belong to a group, you just feel a little bit better about yourself and can get out of bed to go hang out with them and look forward to something.
Bruce talked earlier about having a buddy.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, it's a key part, right?
Yes, it is a key part. A buddy can keep you motivated to exercise. A buddy can keep you motivated to just get out of your normal habits and out of your shell and try something new. So having a couple buddies in your back pocket always makes your day a little brighter.
Or even make a new friend who has a different perspective on things, maybe even new inspiration for exercise or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. My coworkers and I, we actually went to Bob Marley yoga a couple weekends ago. Yoga to Bob Marley, and that got me out of my shell. I love yoga, but I had never thought about doing it to reggae music, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Well, usually you think with yoga music, there's a lot of tranquility in that.
We were dancing and yoga at the same time. It was a fun Saturday night activity.
So that's the difference. There was more, perhaps, more movement, more motion,
more motion.
Intense movement.
Yeah, more giggling, too. It was just, we were all laughing at ourselves and the whole moment. It was a lot of fun.
Well, did you find any new favorite songs on the way?
All of them. I'm not a reggae fan, but my friends were, so I was exposed to a different type of music and a different type of movement, and I had a lot of fun.
Wow. That's what we need here, Bruce, on the morning show.
See,
I'm going to get some Bob Marley reggae tunes from the library, and we're gonna do it right here.
I'll try. There's a certain, some things, you know, different rhythms, different cultures have certain things, and if you're not used to that, your ear kind of has to get used to some things
yeah.
like that, too, as well. But I guess the key to a lot of this is just moving, getting out and moving,
but even taking time to go get a cup of coffee with a friend, FaceTime your sibling in a different city, go for a walk with your dog. Just do those things that you schedule in so many other things in your day. Why not schedule in that time for yourself and a friend as well? It's important.
You talk about walking.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can just go outside and walk, but you offer walking maps. What are those?
Well, we have walking maps. What we've done, different locations throughout Lorain County, I forget how many, but a whole lot. Check out our website, LorainCountyHealth.com, and under the resource section, there are walking maps. And what we've done is we've gone throughout Lorain County and found, 15, 20-minute walking paths. And we've mapped them out, and we put little landmarks on them. So maybe it's near some place you work. Maybe it's something you'd like to explore on a weekend. Maybe it's something you'll do after work with a buddy and just try and explore all the different maps that we have to offer. And not only are you going to hang out with a friend, you'll maybe see some place new and visit around.
Now, at last check, you have 21 local walking.
21. Map. Okay. Thank you.
21 maps.
That's right.
Yeah, he sat there and counted them while I was talking.
That's right.
And, of course, what you have at the Splash Zone in Oberlin, where you have walking nights, right?
Yep. Every Monday night at 5:30. We're there a little bit earlier, too. If you come right after work, we're still there. It's free to come in and walk at Splash Zone. We will be indoors for a little bit longer until it gets a little bit warmer, but we will be outside as soon as the weather breaks. And if you feel like walking outside now, just bring a coat, and someone will probably go with you because the sun shines out.
Sounds good. You said walking nights, Greg. You know, it's still light by the time, you know, the days are getting longer, you know how it is. But it's one of those things where people just get out and walk. And, of course, the splash zone is always a fun place to go.
And families are there. You know, mom, dad bring the couple kids with a stroller. We have older folks come. Some people put on headphones, and that's how they're meditating, they're relaxing, they're walking. And other people, they bring all their girlfriends, and they're walking around and just chatting. So it's a great way to meet other people that are interested in
walking. And don't forget your pedometer, right?
Right.
That's one of those things that are available. I guess the Lorain County General Health District has those available, too.
Yes, we do. They are $10, and they're just the basic pedometer where it keeps track of how many steps you walk. And right now, at the beginning of spring, it's a great time to get started to kind of determine a baseline, how much do you walk in a normal day. And then maybe throughout the summer, you're going to increase that a little bit and get to a different level of fitness for yourself.
What might be a target?
Well, it just depends on where you are. For myself, I'm a little bit more active. My target would be a little bit higher. It's all dependent on the person. So taking that baseline for a day or two, figuring out where you are, and then increasing it at your level of comfort per the amount of time that you have, then that's all within yourself.
Now, if Bruce were a pedometer during the morning show, there he is. He's standing there.
He's standing, yeah.
He likes to stand during the morning show.
Well, the microphone's so high up, I don't have a chair.
Well, every time he shuffles like over from, like, see him now, he's kind of swaying back and forth. Is that going to activate the pedometer and give him another step?
Well, the pedometer's worn on your hip. So every time your hip makes a movement, the pendulum will swing and register a step. So if his swaying is like maybe what I was doing in Bob Marley yoga, it might register a step. But the gentle sway probably would.
Well, if you've ever seen Bruce over there swaying in the, in the morning.
What, are you going to get some Johnny Duncan?
That's why some guests.
Or is that Johnny Rivers, slow dancing,
Swaying
to the music.
Some guests come in, they are mesmerized by your hips over there.
Oh, boy.
Really? Jeez. I just use that to keep my pants keep falling down, so I have to shift my hip from side to side to keep it from, you know, you get all that stuff in your pockets. It's the one thing that goes here. Well, after you're done doing a lot of that exercising, walking, socializing with people, unwind is the key.
Yes, definitely. Take some time to relax. You know, we want to make sure we're getting the right amount of sleep. 7 to 8 hours a night for adults. It is not a luxury. Don't think, oh, I can sleep later, or I'll sleep, you know, when I'm retired, or whatever people say about sleep. It's important. And let me tell you, I have a little baby and I'm not getting enough of it. For all you people out here that can, I highly encourage you to get some extra on my behalf.
Now, how young is that little
5 months now. 5 months.
So you're getting sleep here and there, so to speak?
Here and there, just enough to make it through at a normal pace.
Well, there's moments where you unwind. You're holding the baby, and all of a sudden you're on the couch with that, and the boy.
Everybody's sleeping.
Two of you wake up 5 hours later. You're like, shh, don't move.
No, those moments when I'm holding her, that's my relaxation now, for sure. Right.
Your heartbeat probably drops a little
bit.
Oh, yeah. And everything like that. Just watching a child sleep kind of do that as well. When they start waking up, and that it's hard to believe that little tiny thing can make that much noise.
Oh, I know.
Forget a baby monitor. You don't need that for most kids. You can hear them through three floors of concrete.
Definitely.
You need to do that. Of course, sleep is important. You talked about all the things that, you know, it's important to have the sleep so all the other things don't creep into our lives as well. Yeah. And the one thing that's interesting that you have on here is about drowsy driving. We don't always think about that, though.
It can be dangerous. If you don't have enough sleep, it's like being intoxicated. So we want to make sure that you're well-rested so that you can function and do everything, including driving, working. Not sleeping is also associated with a number of illnesses like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, obesity, depression, all those things where if you're not getting moving and you're not getting enough sleep, they will affect your health.
One of the things you also have coming up, and by the way, we're talking with Sarah Warner, Health Education Program Manager of Lorain County General Health District. She has a special showing of Bring Back the Black River at the Lorain Palace. Now, Scott Muska was on our show from our Spotlight in Amherst, and he mentioned that they'll be showing that at the palace. What's that about?
It is about the restoration work in the lower Black River. It's going to be Saturday, April 26th. It starts at 4 o'clock, and it's about a half an hour show at the Palace Theater, Broadway Avenue in Lorain. It's going to be a half an hour followed by a question and answer panel for another half an hour, and then a reception followed at the Charleston Coffee House across the street, and it's all no charge. So speaking of getting to know some other people that may have a common interest, this might be a great way to go meet a friend that is also interested in the Black River or nature and recreation on the river.
I'd ask Sarah, what does the Lorain County General Health District care about the health of the Black River? You know, as I said it, though, it sort of kind of answered itself.
Yeah.
Because not only does if our environment is unhealthy, chances are people within that environment can, you know, have issues. But also
Absolutely.
You mentioned how the Black River is a great place for that recreation, too.
Absolutely. I've seen people kayaking on there. It's a beautiful place to walk. When you there's some paths near there, and I think some of our walking maps have some of that mapped out as well. So come see the movie. Maybe you'll be inspired to go explore it and take a buddy with you.
It's always good to see some progress of things that get cleaned up and improved. Mm-hmm. And for people who maybe have not been in that area and have a certain image of what the Black River had been like, they can see how
it's been restored
right
over the years. Yes.
Life is coming back to that.
On another subject, the school year is winding down.
It is.
But now is the time, I think, for parents to consider immunizations mm-hmm. for next school year. What do
yes.
you have in line?
So there are requirements for entry into kindergarten, seventh grade, and college. So why not get them now before there's a mad rush? We have clinics throughout the county. If you visit LorainCountyHealth.com, we have calendars. Also, talk to your healthcare provider for those that are able to do so and get the immunizations that you need to keep on track for school entry, and staying healthy.
And you can also go to LorainCountyHealth.com to take a look at your annual report.
Yes, our 2013 annual report is available online as well.
Is your name somewhere in that report?
Mine,
think?
No. No.
Okay. Maybe all the different things that you've been involved with, obviously, as a health educator.
Yes.
So that should be interesting to take a look at if they so choose. And again, that Black River video is at the Lorain Palace on Saturday at 4 o'clock, followed by a question and answer, and then a reception at the Charleston Coffee House.
Yes, Saturday the 26th.
26th.
Yes.
Sounds good. Our guest today has been the health educator, program manager, Lorain County General Health District, Sarah Warner. Sarah, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.